Okay, if anyone would like to join me in the praises to the 21 Taurus, it's on page 191. For most sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow at your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift to heroic, cause light, lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord of Zero's turban lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, commisterities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section shrine without limit, relied on by Kakoi's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutan. Desire, direction, and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yaksha. Homage with her joint and face, destroying false magic diagrams, perfect pressing left out right, placing in a raging fireplace. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Amara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all in her. Homage at the heart her fingers, watch on her with ritual mood, library masses all excited, all directions fills the door. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage, she able to summon all his guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon anonymous, most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she mysteries ablaze like eon deadening fire abiding, rush of flippant joys around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy virtuous peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. This will be knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to her we see letter of the shape of syllable, whom by the standing shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of deva-like form, with my spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the king her rise to honor, armored in noise, joyful splendor, she dispels my dreams and conflicts. Homage, she is twice bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my Sara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, just as the spirit yakshas and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostration, thus are 21. And so let's turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So in a few minutes, we'll start with the 7-limb prayer, which is on page 27 in the Gold Book. And I believe we are on LC 34 and on page 84 in the Retreat Book. Geshe-la finished the Offering of Practice section.
the gold prayer book, please turn to page 27. Aren't you at the seven limb prayer? 27 in the gold book.
Gosum gupe gone chatselo ye sham yi tu chuti malubu to mene sadi tun tam che shak ke pa ge wa nam la ye yi rong kor wa ma tong ba du le shu ne ro la che ki ko lo kor wa dong da shen ge na jang chu chen po no.
Now turn to page 97, and we'll do the short mandala offering. Page 97.
Saji perki shushin metog tram ri rablin shi ni de gen pare sangye jindu ni te lua hidro kunanda shinda che parsho je
Sorry, this is a little mice in my throat. Good evening. Oh, yeah. Now we are experiencing winter. Slowly. New York City is really, really cold. Very, very cold. But in the center, they use so much heat, so almost cooked everybody. long weekend retreat, almost everybody cooked. Some problem in the heat, not here, in New York City. So today, what is called Nibbana Samadha Devi, Chabapa Sujo. I will practice. So inner offerings, so you know, inner offerings that whenever we do puja, so we use this something that looks like black tea. That's inner offering. That's all. Actually, that's black tea. Not coffee, black tea. Maybe later, you know. So here we'll just read the offering of practice. So I think last Wednesday I already talked. So in the offering, I offer a drink of China tea, kogunda the samuji rojip and jazento. You know, doesn't have to be China tea, it can be any tea. China tea is just an example. So tea doesn't grow in Tibet, you know, so tea we get from China, so that's called China tea. Doesn't have to be China tea, you know. Korgun dande sambe tingi je roje roje pan. Korgun dande sambe tingi. Kazi korgun dande sambe tingi je roje pan je jaza tuma ta. Dande sambe tingi je korgun dande. I offer a drink of China tea, seven bright. Tene, what is this? Imbur? Imbued with the delicious scent, and rich with the 100 flavors. I think we all the count. You remember, 100 flavor. Not going to go again. I think we all the count. Do you remember? 108. Oh, this 108. That refers to the food, not to drink. That refers to the food, you know, like feast. 108 different flavors, no? Just a little joke, just, oh. No, yeah, anyway, so not that important.
We're on page 84.
Imbued with a delicious scent and rich with a 100 flavors. So now here, you know, you have so many teas, unbelievable amount of teas. Tea for everything. all kinds of tea. So, yeah, so many different tea. the five limbs and so forth, so, and purify, transfer, increase, and the origin of nectar. So, so usually, you know, you use this finger, there's two fingers, you know. Then you just visualize deep, then you test through. Babata like this. Yeah, so now jump to the six secret offerings. oh, So the Guru Puja is based on Vajrayana practice. Oh. Vajrayana, Tantrayana, the same, you know, Vajrayana practice. So, and as I mentioned last Vedasana class, there's like four classical Tantra, you know, Kiya Tantra, Chaya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, Highest Yoga Tantra. Highest Yoga Tantra, that's where actually, in the, within the Highest Yoga Tantra, they are like generating stage and complete stage. Complete, how to say?
Completion stage.
Completion stage. Dzogrim is called Dzogrim. So there, you know, all the practice of, you know, chakras, the channels, then, you know, like all the, that, you know, intensive practice that actually you do in those two stages, you know, generating stage and completion stages. Kirim Dzogrim. Then there, you know, all the consort, the mood, like mudra, chaja, all that there. So this stanza, secret offering, is part of that. Okay, part of that. The person needs to possess some kind of qualities, you know, like, without speaking the word, you just use some hand mudra, the other person will understand what you're trying to say. So then unfortunately, you know, sometimes the people use Vajrayana teaching, they twist it, and they use, without having any foundation, then they misuse. So then, you know, that's very unfortunate. That's why the Vajrayana teaching is one of the primary cause of degeneration Buddhism in India. That's like one of the primary cause of degeneration of Buddha Dharma in India, you know, where Buddha Dharma actually, I say, happened, you know, then Buddha Dharma degenerated there because of the Vajrayana teaching, not some part of those Vajrayana teachings. So, So the goal, you know, as I mentioned before, like Dedonism, maybe, it just means like voidness.
The unification.
The unification of voidness and the great bliss. Every offering, you know, for the six senses, you know, to try to, when we make offerings, so we visualize, you know, that all the offerings, that like actual offering, the mental, the manifest offering, inner offering, secret offerings, you know, all of that, you know, to the purpose of making those offerings to generate, you know, the great bliss for the six senses, so of the object or yourself. I offer illusion like concert of youthful splendor. What is splendor? Splendor?
Splendor, like thin.
Splendor?
That's
yeah.
The next word.
Splendor?
Splendor is, you know, grand.
Devijuza. There's skill, there's no 64 skill, 64 out of love. Devijuzal, lakil yutam, shijema, devijuzal. That's called devijuzal, 64 out of love. horse, a beautiful messenger, Dakini, so feel born or Shinjin, like us also born from the mother's womb, Shinjin. So looks like there's three different types of the Dakinis, field born, Shinje, Ngaje, mantra born. That's literally translation, doesn't mean, you know, doesn't carry any meaning, but you know, Ngaje, Shinje, Ngaje, Shinje, Ngaje, that's literally translation of the word Ngaje, doesn't carry any meaning here. Tenje, simultaneous bones. So no need to explain details. So. Okay, so these are the secret offerings. You want to know the individuals are lagging in the machine jam, which is in Japan, they do Jimmy Chacha Lam Jam, also just visualize. So the next start is offering. So maybe needs a little more explanation here. This is more important. Unobstructed, great transcendental wisdom, simultaneous with bliss. So the same as the transcendental wisdom, simultaneous with the bliss. That's the same as unification of voidness with and great bliss. Different name, same meaning. Spear free from the elaborations and nature of all the phenomena. Chegur Raji to the Tari is so Chegur Raji to the Tari is all the phenomena, including self, you know, everything, internal, external phenomena. Right from the beginning, the way we see is like something absolute, inherent, independent, you know, right from the beginning. But that's not how they exist, you know, that's not how they exist. Therefore, it's illusions, you know, it's illusions. Because right from the beginning, self, together all the phenomena that we experience our day-to-day life, right from the beginning, we see them as like something absolute, inherent, independent. That's how we see, but that's not how they exist, you know, that's not how they exist. Therefore, it is illusions, it is illusions. So what we see is not exactly what's happening. But what we don't see is, no, that's ultimate truth, that's emptiness. No? The same is spare free from elaborations and the nature of all the phenomena. Because these are illusions. Why? Because these are illusions. Why? Because the way we see, you know, the way they exist, you know, another way to say is, the way they appear, the way they exist is different. That's why it's called conventional. It's not ultimate, you know. Ultimate is the way it appears, the way it exists is the same. That's ultimate. Suchness, shunyata, emptiness, voidness, all synonyms. You know? Sometimes what you call like interdependent. Everything is dependent, cause and conditions, everything is dependent, cause and conditions. There's nothing independent, everything is dependent or dependent. Or another way to say everything is connected, you know, internally, that it is connected. So here, you know, the suchness offerings. Ultimate bodhicitta, you know, conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta is a bodhicitta that is, you know, Bodhicitta, this like is 100% supported by wisdom, realizing emptiness, then that bodhicitta calls ultimate bodhicitta. Doesn't mean the bodhicitta itself sees emptiness, no. Bodhicitta itself does not see emptiness, because that bodhicitta is 100% supported by wisdom, realizing emptiness, no. So that's called ultimate bodhicitta. Then the knowledge of the chocolate is not even so good. Yeah, so then what is said here, maybe I will read some commentaries. I just commenting based on the root text. So, offering of practice, inner offerings, then secret offerings, so call it secret offerings. There's something, that's why you call secret offerings. It's not like practice in the big congregation, no? It's not, it's just practice individually, it's very much hidden inside. So see, like, you never know who's practicing that, you never know. If somebody who already achieved the last two stages in the highest yoga tantra, you hardly know them, you know? So they're practicing, their practice is very much hidden, called hidden practitioner, very much hidden. It's not something that you advertise. But if you advertise, the practice will degenerate. So now, so a little bit elaboration on the suchness offering. Okay, suchness offering, that's very important. No? So meditating on emptiness, no, thinking about emptiness, that's very, very like beneficial, very beneficial. Because it's why it's very beneficial? Because fundamental confusions, as I mentioned before, not knowing what is self, no? And four different tenets, you know, that, you know, like the different way of defining self, you know, so, so there's not knowing self, you know, then there's so much been built on that self, which has been totally exaggerated, then there's so much built on that, so then confusion after confusion, you know, that's how the trail link, first one is called ignorance. First one, it's not just not knowing, you know, it's not knowing ultimate truth, true nature of self, true nature of mind, you know, not knowing true nature of mind, not knowing true nature of self, that's according to mind of Buddhism, according to Buddhism, you know, this is a big problem, so. So right now, what we can do, we can study emptiness, we can read about emptiness, then we can meditate on emptiness here, there. But in order to see emptiness, you need shamatha. Without shamatha, that is very difficult, very difficult. Because you have able to concentrate, no? You're able to concentrate. And not having good concentration, then I think emptiness is not going to be, we are not going to see emptiness. So here I'm going to read some commentaries from Dajjal Lama. Tujuh kompeten, bimbang tempat cawat itu. Yeah. Pretty much same what I said. The commentary is pretty much same. Nothing is pretty much same. So that, you know, if you read about emptiness, if you think about emptiness, if you are meditating on emptiness, all of that, you know, you can offer. And this stanza, just think about emptiness, so the word. So then the offering of medicine and service, so because nyumoshi ja tashine jumbi nyumoshi ja so nyumoshi ja tashine jumbi so the cure, the 404 disease caused by mental afflictions. Oh, not knowing. Nyamushivja. Sashi, Nyamushivja. So just think about, don't need to worry about numbers. Think about all the disturbing thought, all kinds of disturbing thought, Numbers, Nyamushivja. But there's a way to count Nyamushivja. The cure, here when you're offering the medicine, just visualize the best of the best medicines. In America, you have so many medicines, you know. Whole aisle is dedicated for medicines in the Costco. And every supermarket has different separate aisle for medicines, just all the medicines. So, Nyumushi ja tashi ne jumbe sambe me je cheda na so da chuni je je tande bo na ba chese bando sundo so so na de ba je to cure 404 disease caused by mental affliction so stress anxiety fear all of that you know even that has a negative impact on the blood pressures. So this like obvious one, you know, like the blood pressures. So particular to circulation of body, the disturbing thought does have negative impact on mental afflictions. Mental afflictions means disturbing thought, that's all. Disturbing thought. I offer all kind of wholesome. I offer all kind of wholesome medicines. And I offer myself as a servant to please you, to pray, keep me in your service as long as space endures. Because now you don't have any idea, you know, about how to free yourself from, you know, see. As I mentioned before, Buddhism is not just about this life. So Buddhism is about, you know, to seek liberation, everlasting, you know, freedom, you know, like completely freedom from, you know, samsara. And the best is enlightenment. So all the lamrim is designed for those, you know, goals. So then, of course, you know, so, before you don't know anything, then you go, then you study, then you receive some teachings, and teacher who qualify to teach Dharma. So then you learn so much from that person, you know, him or her. You learn so much from that person, and that person is doing practice, you know. So then every word that person say means, you know, it carries some weight. Because this person has been practicing a long, long time. So, so then 101 teaching or in the group, you know, so then you receive so many instructions how to, you know, generate bodhicitta, then how to meet your own emptiness, and how to practice those four classic of tantra. So, then some of the instructions you may not necessarily see in the book is like orally transmitted. It's pretty much based on experience that one gained through meditations. So then, you know, like teacher do share some of the experience, you know, if they recognize that person is, I say, very, very serious about the practice or very, very serious about liberating themselves from the samsara, or maybe, you know, to achieve enlightenment to benefit all mother sentient beings. So then teacher, you know, try to, I say, pour all the experience and knowledge in that vessels, into that vessels, then the vessel will carry on, you know, so many, many generations. So, then, you know, like the student-teacher relationship between Marpa and Milarepa, so then Jato Rinpoche, Kiri Rinpoche, between Lama Tsongkhapa, all of that, you know, there's many, many great examples, huh? Many, many great examples. Marpa and like Naropa to Telopa, there's many, many examples, huh? So that's what it means, the last part, you know. So I offer myself as a servant to please, you know, pray me in your service as long as space endures. So Kedru Rinpoche was very, very sad after Lama Tsongkhapa passed away. You know, Kedru Rinpoche, the younger student of Lama Tsongkhapa, was very, very, how you say, grieving so much after Lama Tsongkhapa passed away, grieving. So every time, you know, so then he meditate and he has some doubt and he start to cry, you know, cry. Then Lama Tsongkhapa appeared to him in five different forms, five different occasions. Lama Tsongkhapa appeared after Lama Tsongkhapa passed away and appeared to him, you know, five different forms. So that does happen, you know. Seeing In the dream, you know, in the dream, that's one way to see. And seeing, and having like the vivid visions, you know, visions. Second, probably best. Or the last, the best of the best, you know, to see like person like that, you know. So between Manjushri and Lama Tsongkhapa, or Atisha, Tara, you know, Lama Atisha sees Tara all the time, so like that. So that's all built, with the genuine, sincere practice they follow, that's how they become close and close to, you know. So then they have all kind of visions, you know. It really doesn't matter whether the person is alive or the person is passed away, it doesn't matter, you know. For your mind, is the same connection, so same connection, you know. So that's the last part, you know. Pray, keep me in your service as long as space endures. Oh, yeah. Then?
Page
96. So, I think there's commentary on Guru Puja, right? Is there any commentary on Guru Puja? Somebody in English? Do we have any commentary on Guru Puja in English? Yeah, probably you'll find some. See, if you find,
There's one by His Holiness.
Oh, good, that's very good to read, yeah. To read.
Where can you get them? They sell it, I bought it. It's a book?
Yeah,
it's a book.
Can we
read it if we don't have
Hyatt Shiva
Tantra?
Now it's in the market.
It's in the market, but they said if you don't have it, you shouldn't read it.
They read, they say on the book. Do people listen? Because oh, that's a very good question. So I don't know how to answer. Like, if you're on the study, I think it's okay to read. If you're on the study, you know, if it's not okay, just to study, you know, because oh yeah, he's only so. I think this what they say. They say don't read, huh? Tamala.
Yes, they do. The one, the book that I have, I don't know if it's the same book.
Is that on sixth session?
Thank you very much.
Students, looks like this, the books. Lama Shiva.
It has different covers.
Yeah, that's the one.
Huh? Title? Title of the book? Mm-hmm. The Union of Bliss and Emptiness. Commentary on Guru Yoga practice. So Guru Yoga practice, Guru Yoga does not always mean this book. No, Guru Yoga does know that there's in Gelug tradition there's many, the number of different Guru Yoga practice, no? Anyway, so you read, no, then as I mentioned, there's a number of things I didn't give detailed explanations, you know, so then if you want to know details, then come to me, so then I will explain, okay? You know, of all of that. Very boring. So then, now I briefly explain here, there. Now the confessions. To what page you say? 96. We are on 96, page 96. What is it?
We do Vajrasattva before that. And I always wondered about the visualization for that.
Vajrasattva?
Yeah, do we go into the regular Vajrasattva visualization when we're in the Guru Puja? Or do we keep what we've already built up?
So that is it's not part of the Guru Puja, but Rinpoche is there. It's not part of the Guru Puja. In the Guru Puja, there's no Vajrasattva practice there, but Rinpoche is there, you know. So, of course, if you do Vajrasattva, if you have more time, then I think it's good to do the visualizations. And this kind of puja, you know, during the puja, you just say the mantra, just recite the mantra. So then, if you do Vajrasattva practice separately at home, so then, you know, there's visualizations, there's like solitary Vajrasattva and with the concept. You know, so it's based, you know, like according to your own, I say, which one suits you better, which one suits you better. Okay. So doing the Guru Puja, probably just say the mantra. But actually, there's added there, it's not part of that, no. Or just a practice, and not part of the Guru Puja, it's aged there. So, so this is no seven limb practice. These are important, you know, these are very important. Of course, I'm not saying all the things, inner offering, secret offering, I'm not saying these are not important. These are important. When it comes last, very, very last. This Sutrayana, all the Sutrayana practice, you know, renunciation, bodhicitta. Then when you look at the lamrim, the vajrayana practice comes in the bottom of the lamrim. It not comes beginning of the lamrim. There's a reason why there's stages, you know, you follow. Otherwise, it's like riding a fastest horse. You're not able to see, you know, kind of like, there's no eye, but riding a horse. You have no idea where the horse will take. So there's the lamrim, First they talk about small scope, they talk about impermanent, or causality, all of that. Then, you know, then slowly, then bodhicitta, the compassion, all of that. Then after that, then, you know, wisdom, realize emptiness. Then after that, then there's vajrayana. See? So, it is very, very important. There's the last stages of enlightenment, you know, the vajrayana. And within the vajrayana, there's four classic. Chaju, you know, Kriya Tantra, Chiju, Chaya Tantra, Nanjoju, Yoga Tantra, Nanjolamiju, Highest Yoga Tantra. So then there, you know, Kirim, General Stage, Zogrim, Completion Stage. So there, So then, you know, if we follow like that, and we make progress, a lot of progress, you know. Otherwise, it brings more confusions, then because foundation is not there, so then try to build something on that. I'm not trying to discourage you, but you know, it's very, very important, you know, the awareness comes, but you know, here right now, this seven limb practice, this is very important. That's something we can do it well. See, it's important. We can do it well. Oh? Otherwise, you know, visualizing yourself as a tara or something, you have to have strong concentration. Without concentration, you know, visualization is going to be very, very weak, how is it? Weak? Or
Vague.
All visualization is going to be vague. So seven limb prayer here, slave seven limb prayer. Permitted in the beginning. No, Shabbat, seven limb practice, compassion, Shabbat, is a direct antidote that, you know, that something went wrong. You know, something went wrong verbally, physically, mentally, that something went wrong when you're interacting with other people, or in the group, one-on-one, you know, something went wrong. Verbally something went wrong, physically something went wrong, mentally, you know. So then later on when you remember, then you don't feel very good. As a Buddhist, in Buddhism what you do? You confess them, you know? So I truly believe, you know, this is the, confession practice, purification practice, this is the best for self-forgiveness. You know, we've been discussing on Sunday class, we are talking about self-compassion, and through the discussion, then people say, talk about self-forgiveness, you know. You know, in samsara, you know, nothing is perfect. There's no perfection in samsara. You know? Samsara is filled with complication. Everything comes with the complication. You know, everything, job, positions, education, relationship, you know, house, pet, cat, all of them come with the complication. Everything's come with the complication. Not because we are doing something wrong. That's the nature of samsara. It's like the big oceans. There's a wild wave of action and disturbing thought. These are wild waves. And we are all carried out east to west, south to north, you know, side to side, up and down, all the time. So therefore, there's a wild wave all the time. There's a wild wave in this ocean. There's all the time. This ocean is not calm oceans. There's a wild wave all the time. So make sure that we are not carried, you know. So make sure that we see the waves. So here, this one, you are thinking about you know, what went wrong. You are thinking about something negative out of positive mind. Out of positive mind. Oh? That's the difference. Oh? It's different than guilt. Oh? So you think very deliberately, voluntarily, you think, you know, something wrong out of positive mind. Then what you do something positive. In the end, instead of feeling bad, you feel good. It's like hard, you know, like going around the stupa, you know, just going one round, how much they purifies, you know, how much they purifies. When you look at the 35 Buddha, 35 confessions, you know, 35, how you say?
Confession Buddha.
No?
35 confession Buddha.
Yeah, 35 confession Buddha. So there's 35 of them, 35 names, you know. Don't think, oh, there's 35 of them, oh, too long, I'm not going to. Just say one name. Don't have to say 35 of them. Just say one. First name is purify, just saying the name of this first Buddha purifies how many eons? 10,000 eons. What went wrong in 10,000 eons? What's eon? No? See, just worrying about this life, you know. Like say, I'm heading very close to half century. So many things happened in my life, so many things. Even though I went to monastery when I was 7 years old, but so many things happened. Not all of them are good. No? They're good. See, what you do? You purify them. You purify them. So, if you see a lot of dirty dishes in your sink, you don't just look and sit, do nothing. That's not, I think, smartest things to do. If you clean, it can be clean. It can be clean. Same. You know, mind can be clean. So see, we need to do something. You know, something in order to feel, how to say, feel good. No, everybody wants to feel good. So I told people in New York City, you know, everybody wants to feel good. So they know why people don't feel good. No, so we have to do. We need to do something. We must do something, you know, in order to feel good. It's not because you're eating something or buying something. No. It just makes you happy. But thinking something, doing something. Buying or something. Not like that. So every day, you know, every day. Every day, you know. So the seven limb practice, there's something we can do good, you know, we can do it right and we can do it well. Okay? Tomate limb, we get Then, so please think about that, you know. Is this the way to forgive yourself? Healthiest way to forgive yourself? With little experience, I'm telling you, with little experience, as I said, nobody's perfect. Everybody made mistake. So this is the direct antidote for confession, or the downfall, or negativity, direct antidote, okay? Whatever non-virtuous negative actions I've done since beginning this time, So if you have problem with the beginningless time, just think about, you know, see, in my case, almost 50 years, so if you cannot go before the death, that's fine, you know, just think about it. Whatever non-virtue negative action I've been done since beginningless time, cause others to do, or in which I have to rejoice, Before those having great compassion, I confess with the regret, one of the power, there's four power, regret, that's the most important one. In order to purify, so we need to rely on four power, no? Power of dependence, power of something. Never love the Buddha. things, you know, that I confess with a regret and a vow, never committed them again, so never commit them again. So then you chant, right? We, Guru Puja, we chant, it gives you more time to think, you know. It gives you more time, you know, to think. It's going to give you more time to think of the meaning. Oh? So then it becomes meditation, you know. Otherwise, just, you know, mumbling word. Rinpoche says, remember? Rinpoche says, you know, just like, then, you know, it's just a word, you know, no different than song. So when you think, six sambo shene songs, six sambo, say the general word from mouth. Say the gentle word from good word or gentle word from the mouth. Then think about the gentle meaning of that gentle word. So then it's become meditation. Confess with regret and vow. Or maybe promise, you know, never to commit them again. See, it's very interesting. We can control, you know. I usually say so many things. I say all that I just said, you know. And one time I realized, oh, maybe, you know, it's not that smart to say. Maybe sometimes it's better not to say anything. No, just listen, you know. We can change. I mean, my point is we can change. Day to day, like, we can change, you know. Being mindful, we can change, we can control. We can control here, we can control here, we can control our body, we can control our three doors if we are being mindful. We can change. That's, you know, so that's the something that you can say. You can see something. You can see. It's not like, you know, it's not like emptiness. Something you can see in day to day life. So then rejoice here. This is very, very important. Rejoice, no? Rejoice. Now she gave. So Lama Tsongkhapa said, if you want to create vast amount of merit, simply doing nothing. Does it sound good? See, lay down, no, rejoice. So many people in America, so many people in this country doing so many good things, but you don't see them on newspaper, TV. You know, so many people doing, you know, how many people volunteers, meals on wheel. And that all kind of good things happening, you know. All the service that's provided by Mother Teresa in the poorest of the poor in the world, you know, Calcutta. I've been there many times. The Mother Teresa dedicated her whole heart life to serve poor people. These people know exactly how to make life more meaningful. So rejoice their merit. If you want to create a vast amount of merit by laying down, you just rejoice. According to one of the para practice, Nindu, you know, like this, Nindu, like the hearer, Ranja, self-realizer, Nindu Ranja, Chanjusen, Bodhisattva, so Nindu Ranja, Susu Chevo. All the ordinary beings, include every positive action, Somebody say, you look very good. So, you know, like even just saying something nice word, every single positive action taken by ordinary people. Of course, hearer, self-realizer, bodhisattvas, not just three times married, created by hero, self-realizer, bodhisattva, all the ordinary beings, I rejoice. So easy to create marriage. If we get jealous, we get nothing. Just we rejoice them. Rejoice. This is very important, no? So it's so easy, no? So like you just lay down. So you look at the Tara seven limb practice, the green Tara seven limb practice. So there are stanzas they dedicate for rejoice. You can just memorize their word. When you go to bed, just recite, just repeat their word. You know, if you fall asleep, just by doing that, all your sleep become virtue, merit. And why merit is so important? Because merit is the cause for happiness. Happiness has to cause, you know. Happy mind has to cause. We have to create happy mind. Happy mind doesn't become out of nothing. No? Happy meal. It doesn't just appear. You know, happy meal just appear. You know, or you need something to cook. Kaise, what do you call this? Kitchenware. You need kitchenware. You need to know tomato, you need onion, then you need to know like oil, then you need to know how to make them, you know. So, just memorize that. Then, you know, that's how you rejoice, you know. Maybe you can show, yeah. If you are interested, you can know. See, it's not like that. We don't know how to rejoice because these people, they rejoice. They put it into a piece of paper. So then, rely on them. It gives you idea how to rejoice. So rejoice. Not just something. Rejoice your own good deed, past, present, future, and not just that. Then rejoice. Other people. This is very powerful word. This is like green power practice, seven limb practice. So, and just say the word, then if you fall asleep by doing that, whole sleep become virtue. So every, as I say, the happy life, happy mind has to create. We need to create. It's not happy meal we need to make, so and just pray, may I be happy, just pray. It's not Sanskrit, okay. Chenam Rajin Dawakunaya Milam Chenam. Though all phenomena lack the characteristics of inherent existence, right from the beginning, everything is not absolute, inherent, independent. They are dependent. They are dependents and they are labels, We label them, We label, it's not like right from the beginning, comes like, the Gishi Gelek is not absolute because somebody labeled first Gelek, then we finish the, all the studies in the monastery, then called Gishi, it's just labeled. Chodnam Rashi is, though all phenomena lack characteristics of inner, but inherent existence, we rejoice from the depth of our heart. The dream like bliss and joy, Melam si jawa thamje si deva si daja sambata vihirango so hiran. All of all superior ordinary beings and in every virtue that has ever arisen. So this is the direct antidote for jealousy. See, the first one is direct antidote for so that there's something went wrong, confessions. No? So this is our second knowledge, you know. If somebody asks you, you can explain to them. No? The first one is the direct antidote for, how you say, negativity. No? Second one is a direct antidote for, how you say, jealousy. No? Oh, this is the seven prayers begin here. This is not the first, the second name is prostration is all finished, prostration is all done. First one is prostration. So the prostration is direct antidote for pride. Pride, kneeling down, you know, like, that's like, how to say, direct antidote for pride. Okay, pride. Huh? It's like ball, you know, ball, the drop of water won't stay. That means you cannot learn anything, you know. You say, oh, I know everything, you know, but, you know, pride, but there's many, many different, there's different types of pride, you know. Ngaje means, oh, I'm the best one, I'm the best, you know. So no willing to learn anything, you know. So then that become, you know, obstacles to learn something new. So the first one, seven limb practice begin. The first limb is prostration. It's already finished. You know, this here begin with the confession. The second one is confession. Prostration is a direct antidote for pride. Confession is a direct antidote for negativities. Rejoice is a direct antidote for jealousy. Oh, see. Then he requests the truth, the will of Dharma. It's called chubungile means, you know, like not showing respect towards Dharma, not showing respect. Any has a disrespect associated with the, like, scriptures, texts, all of that, you know. So it needs to be treated with respect. So any negativity created by that, so then requesting the truth, the will of Dharma, there's a direct antidote for that, okay. Some the second knowledge, somebody needs to know. If not here, there's some other books. That's what Relation between the student or disciple and the guru, according to Lamrim Vajrayana teaching, in Vajrayana teaching even is more complicated in Vajrayana practice. Sudrayana practice, you know, so then qualification we study, you remember in Lamrim, what kind of qualification, there's 10 qualifications to prevent following blind, leading blind, you know, that's you have like, how you say, kind of like, in the past it happened in this country, you know, like guru or people follow somebody, then somebody poison all of them, or say all kind of things, everybody, you know, in their life, all kinds of things. So in Lamrim, even though it takes 12 years to analyze that person before you accept him or her as your guru, that's perfectly fine. Even takes 12 years to analyze, there's nothing wrong. Huh? You just go listen. I'm just, you know, going listen, analyze that person. It says it takes 12 years, it's very, very okay, you know, to analyze. So in order to analyze, what you need to know, qualification, you know, how someone qualify. So then it will prevent down the road. It's better for everybody. Down the road is better for everybody. So request the guru to remain. So that's not any negative actions created by, created towards person, him or her. You accept that person as your guru. So therefore, I've been here now 16 years. Not because I'm against guru devotions. No, I'm not against guru devotions. No. So I have many gurus, I practice guru devotion, I'm not like trying to discourage you to practice guru devotions, it's complicated. It's very, very complicated, If one follows properly, you gain a lot of, advantage. Now, if you don't follow properly, it's better to come just listen, it's a Dharma talk, that's much, much better. So therefore, been saying, since I came a friend, Dharma friend. We're just friend, Dharma friend. I'm against this practice of guru devotion. No, I'm not against practice of guru devotion. So it is complicated. It's a very complicated one. There's a reason I ask people not to put my photo on the altar. That's why we all posted together, this is for mind, it has to come from mind. It's not just tradition, it has to make sense to you. It has to come from your heart. It's not, that's what, in Buddhist center, that's what we do, no. That's what, you don't need to do anything. So this all thing has to make sense in your heart. Not just make sense, it has to make sense from deep down from your heart. Why so important, Why so important? So then, gain some quality. So then anything, practicing, once you accept him or her, that's why, I never give initiations last 16 years here. I never give initiations. Doesn't mean I don't know. I do know how to give initiations. Doesn't mean I don't know. I do know. So then running for initiation, somebody gives someone so-and-so, give you, you just run there, just receive initiation, have no any clue about, the particular in Vajrayana practice, the guru devotion is much more complex, much more complicated. Even His Holiness says it's okay to go to listen to someone else's Dharma in the Dharma talk. There's no risk, you just go there, you learn something, you will learn. So therefore, I invited my teacher here to give initiations. I invited my teacher here 2 times to give initiations. Even like giving a vow, I do know how to give vows, but they are still, my teachers are alive, there's not all of them, but only one now, my teacher is alive, so then I send people to him to receive vows, if there's some blessing they will receive. I myself feel good that you receive the vow from my teacher. It's not good, so that you just do because you know how to do, that's not good. It's not good. Because it's not, you need to think about other people too, so what kind of path that you are leading them to, walk in. So there's moral responsibility, there's moral responsibility. So any negative karma associated with the guru, him or her, before you accept, yes, you are teacher or guru, they ask you what, you know, basically the Dharma, spiritual master, teachers. So then after that something happened, you know, and then you start to criticize. No good, it's no good. Huh? The Chiva Lord is, you know, if there's like, see, piece of meat, if you throw, dog will eat without thinking, right? Dog will eat the meat without thinking. Guru devotee should not be like that, you know? Chiva Lord should not be like that. You know, if you throw a piece of meat, the dog without thinking, it will eat right away. It won't wait, it will eat right away. If you practice, if you like, accept somebody like, somebody as your teacher like that, it's no good, huh? You study what kind of qualifications that you need in order to, you know, become Dharma vessels, huh? Vessel? Vessel, no vessel, vessel. Vessel.
Vessel.
Vessel. So then, what kind of person is going to pour Dharma into you? You need to analyze that person, what kind of qualification that person has. That's why Guru devotions comes in the Lamrim very beginning to prevent any down the road, anything, you know, prevent. Or so, then once in a while, you know, see, because I meet all kinds of people, you know, I meet all kinds of people. So then sometimes people come to you, say, then you say, no, they say something, then it's hard, you know, so people say, people asking about, yeah, specific, asking the question about Guru devotions, and that person now regretting, you know, like accepting that person as a teacher, you know, then, so there's nothing much I can say, you know, there's nothing much I can say. I'm not here, it doesn't happen here, you know, some other places, people, you know, ask questions. So then the last one is, you know, a dedication, you know. Dojikula chiji minga ya sunju ongi jabi sumo dharja miwa chisi dhava nyange mida tapa shiso so so. So we chant those things. The very purpose of chanting is to give more time to reflect on the meaning. So then it's something moves deep from your heart. Something moves when you chant the same time when you think. And this is great meditation. And something really moves deep down from your heart. And something moves. Oh. That's why you chant. So now the dedication, no? It's the dedication, where? So there's like, requesting the Guru to remain is like the direct antidote. So this for second knowledge, okay? So maybe later on you can explain to other people if they ask each seven limb, like, benefit, how it benefits, how it, practicing seven limb, how it benefits. So then you can explain one by one, the first one is an antidote for this, the second one is for this. So now here, the number five is antidote for any negative karma that has been created by thinking something negative, criticizing the person, him or her, that you accept as your teachers, criticizing that person, any negative karma that you created, then, you know, like doing this six-limbed practice, particular that, you know, then it purifies, okay? So the last one is called dedication, so. So then you dedicate, you know, whatever merit that I've been created by, you know, doing the seven limb practice, I dedicate, you know, dedicate means invest, you know, for welfare. This is, of course, this is Mahayana teachings. Mahayana teaching is all for well-being of other sentient beings. Well-being other sentient beings, dedicated every merit that you created, that you dedicated for well-being of other sentient beings. So that's the way to go for fully enlightenment, way to go for fully enlightenment. So dedication is direct antidote for wrong view. Wrong view? Wrong view. Say, oh, you can do, if you are still, just still, you know, action doesn't matter, you know, doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want to do. Or if you do good things, doesn't matter. If you do bad things, same, doesn't matter. So like there's no like Lokta. There's even those many wrong view, the Lokta is the one of the worst one, you know. It kind of has to cut the marriage from the root Lokta. So this is the direct antidote for Lokta, okay? Wrong view. See Sivet our project took there's a six root afflicted mind. Out of 54 mental factors, 54 mental factors, out of that, the six root afflicted mind, Lokta is one of them. Lokta is one of them, okay? Lokta is one of them. Dedication. So now here, different between dedication and prayer. No, prayer, dedication is prayer, but not prayer is not dedication. Dedication means you have to have something to dedicate, okay? Prayer is just wish, right? Positive wish, wonderful wish. Clear? Now, ngowa is called, dedication is called ngowa. Dedication is prayer, but not necessarily all the prayers are dedications. Dedication means you have something to dedicate. Different. Dedication is prayer, but not necessarily all the prayers dedications. No, prayer is the wonderful wish, you know, you wish. Or good health, or long life, prosperity, or world peace, you know, that's a good wish. Then for that, you know, if you go round stupa, if you tune on the prayer well, if you say Om Tare Tuza Tara Mantra, then you dedicate, because you create just a merit for that wish. Then there's the more it's called, you know, you have something to dedicate, okay? So then, you know, usually like as I said, if you know how to dedicate, you don't need to rely on what. But we don't know how to dedicate. So then, you know, we rely on what. So, end of the 35 Buddha confession practice, end of the 35 Buddha confession practice, this is very beautifully worded, you know, like beautifully worded, like, I will dedicate my merit likewise, past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha. So that's a beautiful word, you know. So without saying so many words, I will dedicate my merit likewise, past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha. So the way they dedicate is huge, you know. Likewise. So see, also I told last week, New York City, you know. So easy to create merit, so easy to create merit, so easy to create merit. Oh, just saying one of the Buddha's names, just first one, if I remember correctly, the first one purified 10,000 eons of negative karma. 10,000 eons. Compared to 10,000 eons, 40 plus some years, that's nothing. That's like 40 years, even not like 100 years. If they purify, that gives you, you know, some hope, you know. Every day some hope, you know. When you say names, you know, you feel good because you just seeing one name, it purifies 10,000 eons, just one name, first one, 10,000 eons. So this life is only for me, it's like 40 something years, you know. It's not eon. Who's saying, I'm the one who's saying the name, you know. I'm the one who's saying them right now. I'm the one saying them. If that purifies 10,000 eons, why not it purifies something that created in this life? Doesn't make sense, no? Oh, no, this life doesn't purify anything, you know? You say this life and purify previous life, not this life. Doesn't make sense, you know? So that's exactly what I mean, you know? We need to do something to feel good, even though we make a lot of mistakes. Well, we don't live with a mistake, you know. We don't live with a mistake. We just move on. That's exactly what it means, move on. That's how you move on, you know. Not just stuck with something that you feel very bad. When it's come down on karma, there's no redo button. Redo? Computer, you know, you can redo or refresh, you know. No redo. What you can do, you purify. So it's to purify. So then, it kind of inspires you, you know, to say, oh, I don't have to live with that. I can purify it. I can purify it. So see, then you know something to feel good about, you know, to every day something to feel good about, you know. So then you say, oh, this is precious. I can really say, I can learn, I can read, I can memorize, then I can say. Then I feel good. Oh. Then I feel good, you know, I feel good. Then I can hope something good in the future, I can hope something good in the future. Because this moment, present moment, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, oh, good, because I'm doing something good that makes me happy. Oh, something like that, you know. Including myself, all of us, you know, we have to do something every day to feel ourselves good, useful, happy, content, then what else? Satisfy? Satisfaction? Satisfy, you know, content, satisfy. Oh, you know, fortunate, feel fortunate, feel fortunate, you know, feel fortunate, you know, rather than feeling bad, Yeah, overall, yeah, of course, you know, if you just think, feel bad, yeah, there's reason to feel bad because being part of samsara, that's not really nice thing. What do you think? Huh? Yeah, liberation is much better, you know, much better. If you think, if you feel bad, thinking of all something better, yeah, liberation is much better, enlightenment is much better. If you enlighten, no problem. If you liberate, no problems, no complication. No. But this moment, the present moment, this right now, So then every day, you know, then you wake up, you know, so then, yeah, there's a reason to, every day there's a reason, so many reasons to feel miserable. Same time, so many reasons to feel good, fortunate, you know, has, not just fortunate, very fortunate, oh. When you look throughout the world, we are not only human. There are many humans, other humans, no? So then when you know, some part of Africa, you know, it's like, really, really like, then you find out, you know, I have no reason to complain. There's no reason to complain. No reason to complain, no? So, then, you know, dedicate, okay, dedicate the merit for well-being of all sentient beings, well-being of all sentient beings. So, if you do that, your happiness begins, you know. Cherishing others is door to happen. This is exactly what it means, you know. You know, you sleep well, you feel better, less anxiety, less fear, less stress, you know. Exactly in this life, less stress, less anxiety, less fear, more calm mind, peaceful mind, more relaxed. Of course, you know, this all has ripple impact. If something goes on, you know, for example, in time of the death, it's more calm, more peaceful. While you are alive, calm, more peaceful. So then, now exactly 8:20. So, now that completed seven in practice. So now we are almost halfway, Guru Puja. So then Brahmasi already told me that how many you are very interested in go to deep. So we'll set up separate time, you know. Separate time, then we'll meet together, maybe here or in my house or somewhere else. Then I will explain what's in the offering, what's, you know, go to details. Go to details, no? Not just out of curiosity, you know? So if you really want to practice, put into practice, I'm happy to share, you know? Not just out of curiosity, you know? This is not for curiosity. What is it? This is not for curiosity. This is not for curiosity. No. If you want to put into practice, yeah. More than happy to share, okay? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Oh yeah, so then, some of the dedication, no?
So if you please turn to page 235 in the gold book, 235.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good night.